Good morning. It's the morning after. It's Ben and Josh. We're here. We're chatting. We're living. We're loving.
Yes, we're talking with Keepsakes ahead of Flux Lawn this weekend. How are you doing this fine morning?
Very cold.
Yeah, you came in ready though. You got the docks on, you got the beanie, you're like, you're sorted.
Yeah, you know? Had to wrap up warm.
Yeah,
it's
most
been a
definitely.
Running theme, but the thing is, you have been spinning fire last wee while. The tracks have been hot, if the weather has not been. So yeah, how has it been, I guess, finally coming back to Ōtautahi?
No, it's been really good. I mean, after 15 months in and out of lockdown in Germany, we had to come back and get our freedom back, and we might be doing two winters in a row, but I'll take that with some freedom over the tenuous situation over there any days. I'm very happy to be in Ōtautahi as well. There's a really strong music scene down here that I'm really enjoying being a part of. It seems to be very supportive across genres and across crews. It's really been enjoyable being here so far.
I was going to ask, I mean, Berlin just like, it has this, you know, notoriety as almost like the mecca of like electronic music in a certain sense. So what's the, I guess, comparison like, you know, being over there for a while and now coming to Christchurch, you know, how do we hold up?
Well, I mean, you can't deny that Berlin is kind of this mecca for club culture and nightlife. I mean, the clubs there are unreal there. These big sort of industrial palaces to like dark dance music. And it's amazing and you can't deny it. But at the same time, there's a lot to be said for coming somewhere where you can sort of help build up a scene and really help maybe add a new dimension to it versus merely sort of slotting in somewhere where there's something very established. It's kind of, it is less satisfying because in Berlin you are kind of preaching to the choir in a sense, whereas kind of anywhere in New Zealand you really are kind of building up something new because that kind of darker, harder techno is... I mean, it's certainly not as popular as your drum and bass or your kind of bass music sort of stuff. So, it really feels like you're building something new here, which I do find, quite satisfying.
Would you say as a result then of being in Christchurch, where maybe you're not so much preaching to the choir, that you're forced to look inward at your own style and the way that you produce your own tracks?
I mean, to a certain extent, it gives you freedom, certainly as a DJ and... I mean, definitely as a producer as well. Somewhere where there's less of a preconceived notion around what techno should be, it's quite a special thing, really, because you go to Berlin and, I mean, it's always changing there what style's popular and what people want to hear, but people do go there and they have an idea of what techno is. And if you don't give them that, sometimes it doesn't work out quite how you want it to. So it can be a bit limiting. Whereas here, I feel like the book's completely open. You can play anything in a techno set. You know, even like dubstep and grime tunes, a bit of electro, some breaks always goes down well. So here I kind of, it's a bit more free form in a way.
I guess, how did you settle on your sound, I suppose. I feel like with electronic music, there's so many different lanes and styles that people can go down. You know, why did you decide to go down the one that you did?
Well, for me, I kind of, my first like love in dance music probably was sort of like dubstep and grime. And it was kind of around the mid 2000s. A lot of those producers started making techno. People like Bluan, Joy Orbison, et cetera, et cetera. I kind of just followed where all my favorite producers went. And I've been producing since I was a very young age. And when I started listening to that harder techno, one day I was in Ableton and I put an overdrive on the synth and turned it to 100. And I was like, oh, that sounds pretty good.
Like, this is the way to go.
Yeah, I haven't really looked back ever since.
That's so sweet.
How has the pandemic impacted you in unexpected ways, especially through the lens of Haven, your label?
Through Haven... one thing, I mean, definitely a lot of the artists I work with, they haven't been as inspired as they usually would be. Yeah. So I've had a lot of people who said they were going to come up with EPs that didn't quite deliver. And I've kind of had to look other places, which has been good in a sense. What actually surprised me is initially when the pandemic happened, sales with the label actually kind of went up.
Yeah.
With all the Bandcamp Fridays and stuff.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, they actually did pretty well initially, which was a nice surprise. But I guess that was the effect of people weren't spending so much money on going out and going to festivals and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was a nice, unexpected consequence of it all.
For sure. That's really cool. And, so you're not only, I mean, you are playing, this Friday at Flux, but it's the start of kind of a little bit of a tour around the country.
Yes.
You go into, Wellington, Auckland and Dunedin as well. So yeah, I guess what can people expect from your kind of touring visitations?
Banging techno played on vinyl is about the long and short of it.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun. Like, so after this Friday at Flux, I've got Valhalla in Wellington for a really nice crew there, practice, and then Catacombs up in Auckland. Quite a big sort of like 2-day or, well, 3-day festival now. Festival run by the same crew, Friendly Potential, that do Beacon Festival as well. So that's going to be real fun. And then, yeah, down in Dunedin for my friend DJ Frosty Boy. So yeah, it's going to be a fun few weekends actually playing again.
Very cool. You just reminded me now, because you were just saying so many cool names there. What, like, electronic artists always seem to have such sick pseudonyms, you know? Like, other people, like, you know, musicians, I'll just call myself my name. And then electronic people are like, no, I'm going to mix it up. So, like, well, how did you come up with Keepsakes, I suppose? And why do you think electronic music people always have such sick pseudonyms?
It's difficult to say. I mean, I kind of came up with Keepsakes because the music I was making was quite hard and angry, and I thought it was kind of like a little bit cute. So
fun little, yeah.
I like the juxtaposition of that. It's kind of always weird when people ask me what it means, because I'm like, oh, it's not just really that much
it's
of
just
a meaning.
Fun, yeah.
It's an aesthetic thing more than anything. But yeah, other people, I can't really say why. It's quite a variety.
I guess it just is what it is.
I mean, hey, our friend Cameron Keanu Reeves is a good one.
That's such a sick name. So you're playing alongside Keanu Reeves and Foxtrot this Friday, which is very, very exciting. I guess, how well do you know that lineup, I suppose? What are you excited about for the other people as well?
I'm very excited to see the other two. I mean, I saw Cameron Keanu Reeves play when I played at Hyde a few weeks ago. He's killing it right now.
For sure.
Really started to become aware of him after his set at Electric Avenue,
We watched that one, yeah.
Yeah,
that was sweet.
I saw it pop up on the Reddit for techno.
Really? That's like, so cool.
What? This is going on in Christchurch right now?
That's awesome.
Yeah, that really turned me on to him.
Cool.
And then Foxtrot, I've not seen her play before, but I've heard good things.
Yep.
So yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to everyone's set, really.
Yes, very cool.
Make sure you head on down to Flux Lawn this weekend. It'll be a vibe.
And tickets are on Under the Radar, just so.
Thank you. We treasure all of your gigs like a keepsake, so it's no wonder you have the name you have. Thank you so much for coming into the studio. Are we playing you out with one of your tracks?
We sure are. This is Mind Your Manners Munted Millennial, which is, again, what a wonderful name. You really got talent for it. Cool. Thank you so much.
No, thanks for having me.